from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's more than just sports talk. This is The Morning Shift.
I'm in.
Me too.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is time for the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. It is 8:02 here on The Morning Shift, and Kelly just got really excited. She's like, yes!
Horses.
And I'm looking up, and I'm like, what is it? She's like, equestrian.
I used to do this.
Really? I can see that.
Not at the Olympic level, but right. Yes.
What do they call an equestrian rider? Was there a name for that? Like, you're not a player.
An equestrian.
A rider.
Rider.
Equestrian.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe. Maybe
you just
right.
You just ride horses.
You're
and
just
the, and you and you're competing in equestrian events. That's
you're,
what
you still haven't answered the question yet. You're acting like I'm dumb for asking it. It's what do you call somebody? Just a rider.
Yeah. I think just a rider.
Okay.
I would say we'll I ride as like the first.
I ride.
So yeah.
We ride tonight.
We ride it on.
So my buddy growing up who had the farm, like, and he had horses, his mom would teach you how to ride this. And he did it for a while.
Western or English? Because that's
English.
English is tougher.
What's the difference?
Yeah. Hot take, I guess. But yeah.
Well, that.
So they're riding English here.
Yeah.
Because they're going over the hurdles and everything like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's a horn on the saddle in Western for rodeo. You get to put your lasso on there and whatnot.
Yeah. Yeah, you learn something new every day.
Saddles are different. Saddles are different.
Totally different.
You look like you're a horse jockey. It's the way you dress, kind of. And you know, they do jumps and everything. It's pretty intense.
Suddenly the Air Maze commercial that was on before this makes a lot more sense, knowing that they're going to show equestrian, because they had an Air Maze commercial on just a minute ago, and it was just like showing stirrups and all kinds of horse stuff.
It looked like it was about to advertise like a sex club or something, and then it was a jewelry commercial. Yeah. And I was very confused. Woman in like leather and stirrups, and it was a horse in there. I don't know what that was about, but it was really odd.
Oh, man. All right, so we're going to get to the wake-up call, and we got a couple of people weighing in on the Twitter. Let me go ahead and get to that. Our girl Tish weighing in says, enjoy every second, including the delivery, and give yourself some grace, Kelly. This is your first child. It's okay to learn and change along the way. Actually, I would say my parenting advice is right along with that. And the best parenting advice I ever give is try not to worry too much about anybody else's parenting advice. Like that's like
as every we enter this segment.
Yeah, every child is extremely unique. Just listen. Just survive is what I always try to say. Anyways, let's head out to the phone lines. And look, it's the president of Mike's Mafia. Let's go to Will first. Will, good morning, brother. Happy to have you.
Good morning, my boss leader. Yes, how we doing?
Hey, Will, did that guard shack hold up in all the storms?
Don't worry about that.
It doesn't matter. We're still thriving. We thrive either way, brother. It doesn't matter.
What's going on,
you got
Will?
Some buckets in there right now.
Hey, at least we got something. Kelly, congrats on the baby.
Thank you.
But you're inducted into Mike's Mafia, whether you like it or not. I'm just letting you know now.
I love it. Yeah, we'll make
the baby has not decided which side it is going to.
The baby has not committed one way or the other.
Mother with child is in Mike's Mafia, so there's plus two. No, wake-up call is for all those naysayers that were going against AA and the moves he was making and do this or do that. Maybe he didn't make the right move that they were wanting, but he makes the move that gets the team energized and organized and fighting like he did when they won that World Series. You know, he pulled the right trigger on the right move, and it brought everyone together, and it just re-energized. So maybe that was what we were needing, and that's what I think he did.
Yeah, great call, Will. Well, let me ask you all this, because I don't think there is a GM in Atlanta, maybe in all of sports, that's more highly thought of than Alex Anthopoulos in situations like this.
No, I think he's it's almost a cult now. If you go anything against AA, you know you're it's not going to go well for you. But it's you know what? He's earned it. He's done nothing but win. I know that he didn't build the original template because that's John Coppola John Hart that kind of did all that, right? But he came in and he put finishing touches on it, made move after move. And every move, he's like Midas. He's really got the golden touch. I mean, everything he does, everything move he makes turns to gold.
Yeah, it's been awesome to watch him kind of go about his business. Jorge Soler making his re-debut at Truist Park last night. All right, let's go over to Fayetteville. Let's get our buddy Rob. Good morning, Rob. What's going on, man?
Morning, crew. This is Rob. Yeah, I've got five kids, so I wanted to pass along a little bit of parenting advice.
Ooh, shed some light on
he
it, buddy.
He knows.
Well, I figured it out just like you said, Mike. You kind of figured it out as you go. But the first thing I'll mention is we are going to Mercedes-Benz tonight, and the reason we're going is because I can get all those Yahoos in Mercedes-Benz cheap. otherwise, we're not going. So the parenting advice is put the marriage first. I think your kids will be happier if mom and dad are good to go. So. That's what I've got, and congratulations. Real excited for you, and go dogs.
Hey, man, yeah.
I like
man,
how you threw that in
Rob,
there.
Hold
no, that was excellent advice, yeah. Rob. Thank you.
It was almost a perfect call, yeah. and then he just had to throw it in the trash.
No, I appreciate that, Rob.
We had a piece of advice very similar, Kelly, that somebody once told us that they're moving in with you. The kid is moving in with you, not
it's
the other way around.
It's funny you say that. Someone told me the other day, your baby is joining your family.
That's right.
And so, yeah, Michael, my husband's been a great partner so far, taking care of me as I haven't been feeling super great. So he's been already killing
it. Really sheds a light on the last couple of Fridays with you stepping in here that first trimester. I can only imagine what that's been like.
Hey, I think I've been hanging
been
in
great.
There.
You've been great. No, I mean, like, it's actually impressive. Now that we see it. All right, let's go over to our buddy Skip, man. Skip is another member of the Mafia. What's up, Skip? Good morning.
What's going on, Mike Mafia?
Mike Mafia.
Hey, Skip. Skip, I don't know, man. Look, Will just called you out because you're a naysayer. You've been in my DMs on Instagram naysaying Alex Anthopoulos and the Braves. So you guys might have a little in-house fight.
I heard Will. I was in disguise at you.
Come on, dude.
But look, right quick, my weekend review. I got something for Kelly, and I got a fair foul. Right quick, weekend review. The Falcons' defense will be better if Eddie Goldman plays the whole season and Harrison goes to the next level with his pass rush. The defense will be called the Birds of Prey. The Braves, as Randy McMichael say, the Braves, the Phillies going the wrong way right now. They got the schedule the Braves got. The Braves, as Randy McMichael would say, just don't trick off with the small teams. track and field is the best. Forget what Frosty Snowman said over there. He just all cold over there. You know what I'm talking about, Bo. Frosty the Snowman. Kelly, my advice to you as parenting, Uncle Bo means no.
I
and
I don't know how many points Skip had, but he had like a PowerPoint there he was going through.
Man, golly, he had a week in review.
But I don't appreciate that snowman comment.
All right, let's go to our buddy.
Let it go.
Let's go to our buddy Chief in South Fulton. What's up?
That's right, Chief.
That's right. The nation of domination is in the house. Watch your mouth, Mike. Watch your mouth. And I got a couple things for Ms. Price. The first thing, Ms. Price, is that everything is not always going to be perfect. So you just roll with the punches. I got two kids myself, married 33 years. Everything is, nothing's ever going to be perfect. But it's okay. It's okay. And the best thing about being pregnant and going into labor, if it's a good thing about going into labor, you get to hold your husband's hand, look into his eyes, and tell him everything he done wrong.
You get to empty the closet a little bit. Oh man, that's a unique moment in life. I will say that I was cringing a little bit when Chief started, when I was like, he's like, you know, the good thing about going to labor. I'm like, Chief, calm down, buddy. I don't know if you want to talk about this. All right, let's go. Let's squeeze in our buddy Larry. Larry's over in the truck. Larry, man, shed some light on us, man. What's going on?
Congratulations, first of all, and welcome. I was going to call in last week and welcome you to the show, but I didn't get through. And as far as parenting advice, just real quick, just wait till your daughters get to be 13. Save all your energy now from 0 to 12.
And knowing then, what I was like at 13, I agree.
Yeah, then worry about it then. Secondly, Bo will throw up in the helmet, underneath the helmet, when he rides in the NASCAR thing. Man, I just, it's like the other day when you had your moment, when you said the man thing and then Bo said, I wouldn't say that on the radio. If I was you, I think Bo was kind of projecting, his own insecurity.
All right, Larry, you know what? We've had enough of you today. Throwing up, he hurt me with the throwing up in the helmet thing. I don't care about that, Cub. He can say what he wants about me.
Then he called you premature.
You guys, well, look, you're the one that admitted it on the air.
That's not what
I got a lot of comments on that, but fact of the matter is, you guys act like I've lived in a I'm freaking bubble boy over here, guys. I hate to be that guy, but I've had quite a few life experiences, maybe more than some of the people calling in talking trash. So maybe we just step back a little bit. That sounded like a jerk move, didn't it? I don't care.
Dang, man, they got you riled up. Yeah. Maybe it was because nobody really other than Chief called in from the nation. It's been a really tough week for the nation.
Well, Larry's not a mafia member.
He's
and
not.
Neither is Rob. And Will, Will overstepped a little bit. He can't just force someone to join his little cult.
That's all right.
That's right. The guard check ain't going to hold all those people. All right.
Hey, when we get back on the other side, we're going to talk to Grant McCauley and those Braves. And are the Phillies headed the wrong direction? We'll talk to Grant McCauley coming up on the other side. It's the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What are the haps? Start the day the right way with the morning shift.
With Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
All right.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The morning shift rolls on. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 8:21. We're going to visit with Grant McCauley, 92.9 The Game Braves insider. The parenting advice for Miss Kelly Price continues to roll in. A lot of it good advice.
Really solid advice.
Our buddy Jake, all of you. Jake on Twitter says, this is funny because it hits so home for a lot of parents, but don't overdo it on laundry because it will consume you. Nothing worse than tiny socks. It's like...
I can't imagine how many tiny socks get lost.
Oh man!
Because I lose my socks,
dude. It's a lot. I'm like, I tell my wife all the time, like, I don't even care. Let's just buy another thing. Let's just buy another pack. I'm not even looking for them. Our buddy Brandon Mincy, who's always so fun on Twitter, he says, "Give yourself grace. There's no manual for this. Your best will be enough." Oh, isn't that? That's just nice, Brandon. That's a
very heartwarming responses.
Very heartwarming. And look, man, they're just as excited as I am, and as I know you and the husband are. So we'll continue to talk about that as well. All right, let's go to the phone line. Let's bring in 92.9 The Game's Braves insider Grant McCauley. And Grant, I want to start with this. It wasn't quite a Freddie Freeman ovation last night, but a nice round of applause for Jorge Soler.
Yeah, really good one. I think we expected that. He's been back through a couple of times, obviously with the Marlins where he was the last couple of years. But I think that folks are always going to see him and visualize some of the best baseball moments that you can have as a fan, including and not limited to that home run that he hit in Houston, which I still go back and watch the video of that. And I see the still frame of that one, that family of Astros fans and the one lady who is just, she's so into the game. And then Soler hits that 3-run homer and they immediately pan to her. And it's like, it's like Shang Tsung just took her soul in Mortal Kombat. It was just incredible. So I enjoyed it.
You know what? I wish I could feel sorry for her, but I too lost one of my part of my sports soul in the city of Houston. So I really don't.
And you and a lot of other people.
Yeah, Grant. What is the difference in the Matt Olson we've seen the last, I'd say, 5 days, and the Matt Olson we saw, I don't know, the other half of the year?
That's a good question, and I actually asked Brian Snitker about it yesterday. Like, what did he see on this road trip from Matt Olson, and how encouraged was he? And he said, incredibly. And it's just the adjustments and sticking with himself and having the confidence that he is a player who has gotten incredible results in his career, and he's going to find his way back there. But sometimes you just get mired in what I've called the valley, and Matt Olson's been walking through that for a long time. But I felt like eventually, and this was kind of an overarching thing for the team, but more specifically for him than I think anybody else, the talent was going to win out. He was going to figure it out. He was going to turn it around. But Brian Snitker really credited. He's the same guy every single day. He shows up. He tries not to let this overwhelm him. I know there's been some frustrations. You can tell in some of these situations where it started to snowball. And at this point in the season, you know, you really feel like you've got to have those results. So I think it's not like he's reinvented everything. He doesn't have a whole new swing. Sometimes it's the slightest bit of adjustment and the bat path. And, you know, he's the guy that likes to lift the ball and drive it out of the park. That is his MO. That's what he loves to do. And when I talked to him a couple of years ago and just kind of asked him just different things about his swing and the kind of contact he makes, he said, every time I hit the ball on the ground, that's a fail for me. So that's the standard in which I think he looks, the lens in which he looks at his swing through. So I'm sure he spent a lot of time in the quote-unquote laboratory. I know he gets there early and works in the cage trying to sort it all out. And I think we're finally just seeing the fruits of all that labor. It's just been a long time coming for him.
And speaking of kind of building confidence, Grant, I know hindsight's 20/20 here, but taking the end there towards in Milwaukee, you know, kind of building that momentum, how big was that now that they've got a stretch where, you know, they've got some opponents that are a little more beatable?
Yeah, I mean, they really needed it, right? Because they came out of the second half and really stumbled. And it's, I mean, hindsight being what it is, to use that phrase again, the Phillies have also stumbled. So there was not a great time for the Braves to lose six games in a row at any time really in the schedule, but to do it coming out of the second half when the Phillies were kind of, I'm not going to say coming back to the pack, but the Braves have been able to trim off a couple of games. If they'd just gone 3-3 in that stretch, you know, how much closer could this division race be, and how much more intriguing can it be when these two teams meet for the final couple of series that they have ahead? But yeah, they needed that momentum. They needed to start playing a cleaner and better brand of baseball than we saw those first two nights in New York, and they've been able to do that. The Soler acquisition is something that I think can help energize the lineup, but you are seeing Austin Riley's been swinging the bat well for a while. Obviously, Ozuna has been Marcell Ozuna all year long, and that's been a huge boost for the middle of the Braves lineup. If they get Matt Olson going, all of a sudden, this becomes a very different and very dangerous lineup once again for a club that's starting to hit home runs at the rate that I think we all expected.
Hey, Grant, visiting with 99 The Game's Braves insider, Grant McCauley. Grant, you know, I always like to throw a fair foul at you at some point in the show when you visit with us on Friday. One of the ones I gave these guys earlier was Matt Olson finishes with 30 or more home runs. Now, obviously, he's hot of late, but, you know, I 30 to me seems doable, but I don't know if it's actually something I would think is going to happen.
Yeah, no, I'll go fair on that, because when he came out of the second half and was kind of really struggling, I was just going ahead and, you know, doing the paces for what guys were at, especially once we got to around game 100, because, you know, now the Braves have played 108 games. They're two-thirds of the way through their schedule. He's got 18 home runs, so the projection would say he's in line for 27 homers as it stands, and that's factoring in some very long cold streaks. The last six games, Matt Olson has five homers. The previous 52 games, he had five homers. I believe that the guy we've seen lately is more of who he is than the guy from the prior sample size. But if he can split the difference, I think he gets to 30 easy. He's somebody that's going to be in there every single day, and it does look like he's starting to get stuff sorted out. So for the Braves to be clicking and doing the things they need to do, that needs to be fair.
Grant, Spencer Schwellenbach goes tonight. He's been you had this, the tweet about how good he's been in July. I think you said he walked like maybe four or five batters in the whole month.
One.
You go. The whole month, one batter. Had 11 strikeouts his last outing. Forgive me, I believe he's, eight in a scoreless innings right now. If you're in a seven-game series in the postseason, is he going to get the call to the mound to start a game?
It's certainly tempting. I know a lot has to happen between now and then, and clearly if you have a healthy Max Fried and Chris Sale, you know, that's going to really highlight things for you. Reynaldo Lopez has been very good this year, but there is some question, obviously, surrounding him. And you do have a veteran like Charlie Morton who's got a better postseason resume than anybody else has, but obviously the last couple of years hasn't been his best either. So they'll have some interesting choices. But if Spencer Schwellenbach keeps doing what he's doing, all he does is build a better case and build more confidence in this team. And I hate to heap a lot of expectations on a kid that a lot of us, you know, were excited to see, but maybe not even expecting to see him in 2024. I mean, at the start of spring training, when you went down that depth chart and that list of guys that were capable of starting a game at some point this year for the Braves, I don't know that Spencer Schwellenbach was in that top 10, but that just goes to show you how unpredictable a baseball season can be. And he has come up, he has continued to refine his arsenal, he has added pitches, he throws them all with confidence, he mixes his pitches extremely well. Last time out, the career-high 11 strikeouts, also touching 98 miles an hour. I did not really recognize Spencer Schwellenbach as being a guy that reached back and had that, but if this is who he is and this is what he's doing, it's hard to argue with the results. Now it's just continuing to maintain that consistency and stay healthy, and he might pitch himself into an opportunity to do some pretty special things for the Braves in 2024 in the postseason and beyond that.
Grant, what's the latest on Michael Harris? When could Braves fans maybe expect to see him kind of coming back?
He's still expecting to come off the injured list here in 2 weeks when he's first eligible, and I believe that's August the 15th. It might be the 14th, but the 60-day stint obviously pushed his timetable back. I think the Braves were hoping that he was going to be able to ramp up and start sprinting and really test out, you know, that hamstring and be back maybe a little bit earlier. I know when I talked to Michael a couple of times, he was feeling really good and thinking, okay, maybe sprinting is the next thing, and then I'm going to be, you know, round a third, so to speak, and hit that rehab assignment and get back. But that timetable is still a couple of weeks, and barring any setbacks, and he's looked good and continued to do those baseball activities, as soon as they announce that rehab assignment, I would say within 5 to 6 days after that, Michael Harris could.
Braves insider Grant McCauley hanging out with us. And, you still with us, Grant?
No, we lost,
Grant. Yeah, we lost, so Grant. You know what's funny is, I was going to ask Grant about the top of the Chop. I was going to say, Grant, where's the best place to watch a game in Truist Park? because obviously a lot of people love the Chop House. You can sit behind home plate, the Delta Club, and everything like that. We got him back. Grant, you there with us, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here.
And we were having a conversation a minute ago, Grant. Obviously, Matt Olson visiting the top of the Chop recently and hits one of the Chop House last night. I love Brennan Gaughan's call on that, by the way. He's like, you know, tickets for two to the Chop House. Where's the best place to watch a game at Truist Park? This has been a conversation that's been going on, it seems like, for a couple of weeks with us. As temperatures start to cool off, people that want to go to Truist Park, where do you think is the best place to sit?
I didn't know temperatures were cooling off, so there's that.
We've got another month. We got another month, Grant.
As
don't worry about what he said.
As they do.
Yeah, we'll see about that. Well, you're talking to somebody who basically sits in the same spot every single time. So, but you look at this park. I've been, obviously, as a fan as well, and you can really kind of pick. I like to kind of move around and try different spots, different levels. So I like to sit a little bit higher up because, I mean, they used to be. The price point was pretty nice for what you were getting. Now it's, you know, this is a hot team, you know, our hot ticket in this town for sure. So I don't know if there's one easy answer for that. I haven't ever sat in the club behind home plate, so there's always an experience to be had there. But otherwise, I don't really feel like there's a quote-unquote bad seat in the house. It's just about getting in there and enjoying the experience for me. If I'm in a ballpark, I'm pretty happy.
Grant, we saw Luke Jackson come in last night in a situation. I know he gave it the single that was runners on when he came in. What do you expect his role to be and how they use him moving forward?
They're just going to mix him into that middle innings, you know, place where I know Pierce Johnson gets a lot of work there, and Joe Jimenez can a lot of times be sometimes in the seventh and eighth. Same thing with A.J. Minter. That, I think, is kind of going to be the role for him. And clearly all of it sets up to get to Iglesias, who's been outstanding, by the way, over the past month or more, so, and having a really good season. They've got a lot of different weapons, a lot of different looks, a lot of pitchers who have different, I think, signature pitches, if you will. And obviously for Luke Jackson, it's all about that slider. So I think they just kind of mix him in there, whether it's a sixth, seventh, eighth, if they need, you know, a strikeout or two, maybe somebody to come in, close out an inning. You know, he's capable of doing it. He's done it before, and he's been throwing pretty well over the last month. And I know he's excited to get back in there and have the opportunity to just be part of that bullpen. He's still got a couple of friends down there like AJ and Jesse Chavez and some of these other guys. So I think he's just happy to be where he is and ready to go into whatever role he's called upon.
Grant, we haven't had a chance to talk about this on the show, but Mrs. Grant McCauley will be hanging out with us next week, man. I can't wait to get Miss Allie in here and hanging out with us. I hope she's excited, man.
She's very excited, and I've, you know, looked forward to this week coming up for her because I know she's been really, really looking forward to it, and you guys have known her for quite a while. Bo, I think, longer than I've known her. So it's going to be a lot of fun, I think, as you guys get in there, talk some sports, some life, some entertainment, a little bit of everything. She's capable and excited and ready to jump in there and have some fun.
Grant, I can tell you back in 2008 when I did meet Allie and we were both interning at sister radio stations, which was Star 94 and the old 790, I never thought 16 years later we'd be co-hosting a show together. So it is really cool. We're happy to have her next week.
Oh, man. Thanks so much, Grant. It's always fun visiting with you. We're looking forward to it as well. That's 92.9 the Game Braves insider Grant McCauley hanging out with us here on the morning shift. We got to roll on. Coming up, man, we got a Life of Squid to get to.
Yeah. If you could do a conspiracy theory and do a PowerPoint on it, what would it be and why? I'm going to ask you guys next on the morning shift on Sports Radio, 92.9 the Game. And the Odyssey app.
Yes, it is a lovely morning, isn't it?
Now, more of the morning shift
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Thank God it's Friday.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Mike, Bo, and Kelly Price hanging out with you here on a beautiful Friday. We'll get to a Life of Squid in just a minute. But before that, guys, practice tonight, 6 o'clock at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I don't know if you guys are going, but if you are, what are you looking for? Because I really think that having been in those players' shoes, getting to suit up in front of fans when you're used to doing it in training camp but haven't been able to do it other than one time, I think those guys are going to try to light it up. I'm looking at Kirk and Michael Penix thinking they're about to air this thing out.
Well, I think that's the most exciting thing for some of these guys who have never played in Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
That's a great point. I haven't even considered
that. It's just being in the stadium. Like, where is the locker room? What is the field like? What is it actually like to be in there? Obviously, it's not a game day environment as far as the number of fans and level of noise and the actual what's going to happen on the field. But, I mean, Kirk Cousins has played, I think, in Mercedes-Benz Stadium as an opposing player. But what does that look like when you're in front of your home crowd?
Yeah.
Yeah, real quick, I want to remind you guys that it starts at 6 o'clock tonight at Mercedes-Benz. Gates open at 5. It's $5 for each ticket, but the proceeds are benefiting the support of medical programs and treatment services at Emory Healthcare, the official healthcare provider of the Falcons, and tickets can be purchased at AtlantaFalcons.com/training camp. You know, I think it's going to be cool for the fans because this will be the first time that fans, only the second time on all training camp they'll be able to be at a practice, but the first time that they'll be in pads. And I think if you're going down there, I think you need to look at a few things, one of which being Kirk Cousins and Kyle Pitts. I think that's a kind of a cool connection that we've seen so far. You know, Jesse Bates playing, but also James Smith-Williams is a guy that we've seen get a lot of action in. So maybe see who's playing, and Mike Hughes. If Mike Hughes is the outside where Clark Phillips is playing, look at kind of some of these positions, what Cade Nellis is doing, kind of figure out what your defense might get to look like this year just from what little bitty bit we're getting to see.
Well, and Kelly, too, I think a lot of fans will probably have their eyes on a couple of these newcomers, Ruka Rororo, Braylon Trice, that you really hope can be significant parts of this defense that fans have literally never seen before.
I think these are all the same names that are getting fans excited for this upcoming season.
Good point.
The sold-out season tickets, there's so much excitement in this city about the Atlanta Falcons and what they can do this upcoming season, so much optimism, and it's because a lot of those new faces have come here.
Yeah, but I'm wondering, because obviously you and I were live from Secondary High School, and by the way, ding, you will get Dukes and Bell and Abe Gordon tonight that will be live from Atlanta Falcons training camp at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
It'll be a long day for Abe. He's been up since like 3 a.m. watching the Olympics.
Gabe Orton. I am curious, though, what the actual practice would be like. Because if they do go through one-on-one receiving drills against DBs, I think that people are going to be elated when they come out of there after watching Kyle Pitts break some of these safeties and nickels off, or whoever else is going against Kyle Pitts that doesn't want to be in those shoes.
Yeah, if it's true, you know, the iron sharpens iron, Kelly. He's DeMarco Helms is getting sharpened because Kyle Pitts it's hurt him a little bit so far.
I think also Raheem Morris is more likely to cater a little bit of practice, or at least some of the vibes and maybe some of the drills that they do towards the fans to generate more of that excitement the previous regime. Maybe I'm totally off base with that, but I could see Raheem feeding into that a little bit more.
Yeah, I could see previous regime saying, I'm not giving you a preview for your fantasy football draft. So
you know what's funny? We always had an issue with, and this happened mostly at Bama, but it might happen at Mercedes-Benz tonight for me, because we never did a preseason practice at Mercedes-Benz when I was there. But when you only have the one field, you know, you go out to training camp, there's three fields. You can spread everything out. When you only have that one field, and this happened to us in college, you would do one-on-one pass rush like at the 50, but like sideways on the field. And it was always like the 50-yard line on the home side doing one-on-one pass rush, and the fans would react to one-on-one pass rush. It's like, why are you watching this? Why are you barbarians? Why are you watching this?
Don't watch me.
Yeah, and like usually when you're doing one-on-one pass rush at training camp, like you're way far away from anybody. Nobody's really paying attention. But when you only have that one field to work with, you are you're being highlighted. So that can be a different vibe as well. That's what it feels like, I guess, to be one-on-one in the secondary going against a Julio Jones or something like that.
Yeah, so you didn't like to be highlighted?
No.
As long as you didn't.
Most linemen don't want to be highlighted, I can tell you that.
As long as you didn't have
it. Might be a bad thing if you are.
You don't. Trust me. Nobody wants you to be the one with the circle around you on the field. So that'd be a lot of fun.
No premature starts, guys. I'm freaking bubble boy over here.
It's time for a look back
into the mind of Squid Billy.
Hey, he might even talk sports.
This is the Life of Squid on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships.
That's right. A little W Sauce, a little Bloody Mary mix, Key West style, but none for you, Kelly Price, unless it's just the virgin version of the Bloody Mary mix. All right, and don't forget my friends at Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Big truck, small truck, medium-sized truck. Does not matter. Want a fifth wheel? They got you covered. They are the official truck and trailer repair of Squid Nation.
We are the nation!
Mike's Mafia has none, just so you know. Okay. You can't fix your, you can't get your truck fixed if you're a part. You know what? I don't care if you're part of Mike's Mafia. I'll send you down to Anthony. All right. Conspiracy theories. The Falcons apparently are doing things a little bit differently for their rookies. And I don't want to call it a hazing, but they put the rookies through a series of events. Normally it's like sing a song or whatever. But this year they're having them do PowerPoint presentations based on things that veterans are curious about. And one of those things, conspiracy theories. Apparently Kirk Cousins was very complimentary of J.D. Bertrand, rookie linebacker out of Notre Dame. And he did a really good job with his conspiracy theory, and it was very edgy, is I believe the way he put it. So, not surprising for a guy from Notre Dame, also a local guy. So, but I, you know, I was thinking, like, I know what conspiracy theory I would probably talk about. I'm kind of really into, not into, but I've always been interested in the JFK assassination and the multiple shooter, one shooter kind of theories and thoughts. The moon is another one, but I wanted to ask you two guys.
Like the existence?
No, not the existence, but...
It's just a big floating bubble up there.
Our,
the government launched it.
The fact that we walked or did not walk on it, you know. But what yes. would you two, you had to give a presentation on a conspiracy theory, which conspiracy theory would you choose and why?
Actually, Kelly, you go first in this, because I have two that probably are a little lighthearted, but I'm curious what you got, because you got this look in your eye.
Mine is definitely birds, and I know people are in their cars listening to this right now, like, laughing at me, but like birds not being real or being drones.
What's
for
the argument for this
for the
conspiracy
government?
Theory?
Have I mean, someone said this the other day. Have you ever seen a baby pigeon? Think about it.
I don't know. Do they come out full size? I have
know.
No idea.
I will say I no there idea. Are actually a lot of birds in our yard. So I've seen the eggs. I haven't seen the birds come out of the eggs, but they do turn into baby birds eventually. So I don't know. I think some birds, maybe
there's
not real.
Something to that.
Maybe
I think it's a good point. I think it's CIA thing, yeah.
I would
drones
say
are a thing.
I would dive into like the underworld of people running the world, you know, the Illuminati kind of stuff. Like, I would probably lean into, is there just this faction of people, the world leaders that, you know, steer the, you know, the society in a certain direction. Also, have you ever heard of the conspiracy theory behind New Coke, when they launched New Coke, how they did it on purpose so that they could drive up demand for the original formula, because it
that
was
sounds getting, like marketing.
I know. Well, and the thing is, like, that's the conspiracy. That's the conspiracy, that they did it on purpose, and, you know, the blowback, although I think they came out and said, you know, something later on. They were like, we're not that smart. Like, we're not that smart. We didn't do that on purpose. But, yeah, probably one of those two. That's where I'd go.
I mean, the Illuminati one I kind of like, as far as, like, I think that would be one to be interesting to talk about. I'm a Coke guy, don't get me wrong. Like, I actually realized how big of a Coke guy I was when I went to a resort that only had Pepsi, and I was appalled. But that said... that one's kind of lame. Like,
that's what I said. I let Kelly go first. So mine's kind of lame compared to most other ones.
The Illuminati one I can get under.
What I do want to know is what J.D. Bertrand's was on, because no one is talking about it. No one wants to talk about it. So it's making me more curious what his was on.
The fact that it was edgy, I'm almost curious if it was some kind of deep state thing.
Yeah,
Kirk said it was very illuminating and he learned something from it.
Oh, that's, you know what?
So I don't know.
Illuminating, maybe.
Well, I don't know if he used the word illuminating.
Illuminati. Oh, okay. I was going to say.
He said, I want to laugh, but I also want to learn, and he did.
This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. When we get back, we'll find out what's coming up on the Steakhouse. It's Sports Radio 92.9 on the Game.
Yes, it is a lovely morning, isn't it?
Now, more of the Morning Shift
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Thank God it's Friday.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Mike, Bo, and Kelly Price hanging out with you here on a beautiful Friday. We'll get to a life of squid in just a minute. But before that, guys, practice tonight, 6 o'clock at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I don't know if you guys are going, but if you are, what are you looking for? Because I really think that having been in those players' shoes, getting to suit up in front of fans when you're used to doing it in training camp but haven't been able to do it other than one time, I think those guys are going to try to light it up. I'm looking at Kirk and Michael Penix thinking they're about to air this thing out.
Well, I think that's the most exciting thing for some of these guys who have never played in Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
That's a great point. I haven't even considered
that. It's just being in the stadium. Like, where is the locker room? What is the field like? What is it actually like to be in there? Obviously, it's not a game day environment as far as the number of fans and level of noise and the actual what's going to happen on the field. But, I mean, Kirk Cousins has played, I think, in Mercedes-Benz Stadium as an opposing player. But what does that look like when you're in front of your home crowd?
Yeah.
Yeah, real quick, I want to remind you guys that it starts at 6 o'clock tonight at Mercedes-Benz. Gates open at 5. It's $5 for each ticket, but the proceeds are benefiting the support of medical programs and treatment services at Emory Healthcare, the official healthcare provider of the Falcons, and tickets can be purchased at AtlantaFalcons.com/training camp. You know, I think it's going to be cool for the fans because this will be the first time that fans, only the second time all training camp they'll be able to be at a practice, but the first time that they'll be in pads. And I think if you're going down there, I think you need to look at a few things, one of which being Kirk Cousins and Kyle Pitts. I think that's a kind of a cool connection that we've seen so far. You know, Jesse Bates playing, but also James Smith-Williams is a guy that we've seen get a lot of action in. So maybe see who's playing, and Mike Hughes. If Mike Hughes is the outside where Clark Phillips is playing, look at kind of some of these positions, what Cade Nellis is doing, kind of figure out what your defense might get to look like this year just from what little bitty bit we're getting to see.
Well, and Kelly, too, I think a lot of fans will probably have their eyes on a couple of these newcomers, Ruka Rororo, Braylon Trice, that you really hope can be significant parts of this defense that fans have literally never seen before.
I think these are all the same names that are getting fans excited for this upcoming season.
Good
point. The sold-out season tickets, there's so much excitement in this city about the Atlanta Falcons and what they can do this upcoming season, so much optimism, and it's because a lot of those new faces have come here.
Yeah, Bo, I'm wondering, because obviously you and I were live from Secondary High School, and by the way, ding, you will get Dukes and Bell and Abe Gordon tonight that will be live from Atlanta Falcons training camp at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
It'll be a long day for Abe. He's been up since like 3 a.m. watching the Olympics.
Gabe Orton. I am curious, though, what the practice, actual practice would be like, because if they do go through one-on-one receiving drills against DBs, I think that people are going to be elated when they come out of there after watching Kyle Pitts break some of these safeties and nickels off, or whoever else is going against Kyle Pitts that doesn't want to be in those shoes.
Yeah, if it's true, you know, the iron sharpens iron, Kelly. He's DeMarco Helms is getting sharpened because Kyle Pitts it's hurt him a little bit so far.
I think also Raheem Morris is more likely to cater a little bit of practice, or at least some of the vibes and maybe some of the drills that they do towards the fans to generate more of that excitement the previous regime. Maybe I'm totally off base with that, but I could see Raheem feeding into that a little bit more.
Yeah, I could see previous regime saying, I'm not giving you a preview for your fantasy football draft. So
you know what's funny? We always had an issue with, and this happened mostly at Bama, but it might happen at Mercedes-Benz tonight for me, because we never did a preseason practice at Mercedes-Benz when I was there. But when you only have the one field, you know, you go out to training camp, there's three fields, you can spread everything out. When you only have that one field, and this happened to us in college, you would do one-on-one pass rush like at the 50, but like sideways on the field. And it was always like the 50-yard line on the home side doing one-on-one pass rush, and the fans would react to one-on-one pass rush. It's like, why are you watching this? Why are you barbarians? Why are you watching this?
Don't watch me.
Yeah, and like usually when you do a one-on-one pass rush at training camp, like you're way far away from anybody. Nobody's really paying attention. But when you only have that one field to work with, you are you're being highlighted. So that can be a different vibe as well. That's what it feels like, I guess, to be one-on-one in the secondary going against a Julio Jones or something like that.
Yeah, so. You didn't like to be highlighted?
No.
As long as you didn't.
Most linemen don't want to be highlighted, I can tell you that.
As long as you didn't have
it. It might be a bad thing if you are.
You don't. Trust me. Nobody wants you to be the one with the circle around you on the field. So that'd be a lot of fun.
No premature starts, guys. I'm freaking Bubble Boy over here.
It's time for a look back
into the mind of Squid Billy.
Hey, he might even talk sports.
This is the Life of Squid on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships.
That's right. A little W Sauce, a little Bloody Mary mix, Key West style, but none for you, Kelly Price, unless it's just the virgin version of the Bloody Mary mix. All right, and don't forget my friends at Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Big truck, small truck, medium-sized truck, does not matter. Want a fifth wheel? They got you covered. They are the official truck and trailer repair of Squid Nation.
We are the nation!
Mike's Mafia has none, just so you know. You can't fix your, you can't get your truck fixed if you're a part. You know what? I don't care if you're part of Mike's Mafia. I'll send you down to Anthony. All right. Conspiracy theories. The Falcons apparently are doing things a little bit differently for their rookies. I don't want to call it a hazing, but they put the rookies through a series of events. Normally it's like sing a song or whatever, but this year they're having them do PowerPoint presentations based on things that veterans are curious about, and one of those things, conspiracy theories. Apparently, Kirk Cousins was very complimentary of J.D. Bertrand, a rookie linebacker out of Notre Dame, and he did a really good job with his conspiracy theory, and it was very edgy, is I believe the way he put it. So, not surprising for a guy from Notre Dame, also a local guy. So, but I, you know, I was thinking, like, I know what conspiracy theory I would probably talk about. I'm kind of really into, not into, but I've always been interested in the JFK assassination and the multiple shooter, one shooter kind of theories and thoughts. The moon is another one, but I wanted to ask you two guys.
Like the existence?
No, not the existence, but...
It's just a big floating bubble up there.
Our,
the government launched it.
The fact that we walked or did not walk on it, you know. But what would you two, you had to give a presentation on a conspiracy theory, which conspiracy theory would you choose and why?
Actually, Kelly, you go first in this because I have two that probably are a little lighthearted, but I'm curious what you got because you got this look in your eye.
Mine is definitely birds, and I know people are in their cars listening to this right now, like, laughing at me, but like birds not being real or being drones.
What's
for
the argument for this
for the
conspiracy
government.
Theory?
Have I mean, someone said this the other day. Have you ever seen a baby pigeon? Think about it.
I don't know. Do they come out full size? I have
know.
No idea.
I will say there are actually a lot of birds in our yard, so I've seen the eggs. I haven't seen the birds come out of the eggs, but they do turn into baby birds eventually. So I don't know. I think some birds, maybe
there's
not real.
There's something to that.
Maybe
I think it's a good point. I think it's a CIA thing, yeah.
I would
drones
say
are a thing.
I would dive into like the underworld of people running the world, you know, the Illuminati kind of stuff. Like I would probably lean into, is there just this faction of people, the world leaders that, you know, steer the, you know, the society in a certain direction. Also, have you ever heard of the conspiracy theory behind New Coke when they launched New Coke? How they did it on purpose so that they could drive up demand for the original formula because it
that
was
sounds getting, like marketing.
I know. Well, and the thing is, like, that's the conspiracy. That's the conspiracy that they did it on purpose, and you know the blowback. Although I think they came out and said, you know, something later on. They were like, we're not that smart. Like we're not that smart. We didn't do that on purpose. But yeah, probably one of those two. That's where I'd go.
I mean the Illuminati one. I kind of like as far as like I think that would be one to be interesting to talk about. I'm a Coke guy, don't get me wrong. I actually realized how big of a Coke guy I was when I went to a resort that only had Pepsi, and I was appalled. But that said, that one's kind of lame. Like,
that's what I said. I let Kelly go first. So mine's kind of lame compared to most other ones.
The Illuminati one I can get under.
What I do want to know is what J.D. Bertrand's was on, because no one is talking about it. No one wants to talk about it. So it's making me more curious what his was on.
The fact that it was edgy, I'm almost curious if it was some kind of deep state thing.
Yeah,
Kirk said it was very illuminating and he learned something.
Oh, that's, you know what?
So I don't know.
Illuminating, maybe.
Well, I don't know if you used the word illuminating.
Illuminati.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
He said, I want to laugh, but I also want to learn, and he did.
This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. When we get back, we'll find out what's coming up on the Steakhouse. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.